Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everyone. Happy Friday. It is Friday, 5/20/2011, 3 p.m. Eastern time for you Atlanteans and 12 p.m. Pacific here where I'm at in the beautiful San Diego, California. Beautiful day here in San Diego, America's finest city, everyone. I'm just loving it, enjoying it. I hope everyone is enjoying their Friday and getting a little pumped up for a little R&R at least for the upcoming weekend. Definitely need a little bit of that with all the hustle and bustle during the week. I'd like to just mention to everyone, you know, and just kind of just shoot it out there, you know, since being here in my town, San Diego, gearing up, you know, the Build, Grow, and Enjoy Financial Empowerment Tour, I'd just like to say that, you guys, San Diego is definitely on fire. I've been around the city, met with numerous leaders within the community, and they are just absolutely on fire, restoring and rebuilding the city's growth. As you all know, San Diego is one of the hardest hit cities financially, with a lot of loss of homes and jobs, and they have just really stepped up to the plate to gear up the community, building them back and getting everybody back restored and empowering them at a rapid growth. I mean, they have affordable homes now in very unique areas around the city, one being actually on the military, U.S. Navy base. I was absolutely surprised to see that, but the homes are at, or the condos that they had on there, like a high-rise condo, were actually really affordable for those military families that got, you know, probably hit in this whole financial crisis. So that was just an awesome sight to see. Not just that, you know, everyone's, the leaders within the communities are definitely reaching out and educating everyone and just letting them know steps that they can take to restore and get themselves back on track. So Build, Grow, and Enjoy is definitely honored to be a part of the movement, and especially me, myself, personally, just to be a part of the movement and bring it, you know, back to my city where, you know, I'm from. And with that, today I have a dynamic guest today on the air, to let you all hear about, you know, how they are building and rebuilding the San Diego community citywide. And I have that's Alice Benjamin with the San Diego Urban League Young Professional. Welcome, Alice. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you here today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on the phone with you. Very, very excited to be a part of the Urban League Young Professional right now. We're doing a lot of dynamic things in our city, and it's very exciting.
Yeah, definitely. It's awesome. And everyone, not only is Alice a board member for the San Diego Urban League Young Professional, as she had mentioned to me when we first met, it kind of caught my eye, or caught my ears, Alice. She said, everyone has a little entrepreneur in them. I was like, I love it.
So
I just like to say, you know, not only is she, you know, rocking and rolling with the San Diego Urban League to help rebuild and restore the community and putting in all their work to assist others, she's also a very successful registered nurse preparing to launch her business called Ask Nurse Alice, which today, you know, she's going to talk a little bit about, and we are definitely excited to hear all about it. So the lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. Live chat, as always, buildgrowandenjoy.com. So, Alice, let's start with who you are and what your role is with the San Diego Urban League Young Professionals.
Okay. Well, as you mentioned already, I'm a registered nurse. I feel very blessed. It's a calling for me to be a registered nurse and care for other people. And this is how I found the Urban League. I just had this innate passion to give back and help not only people in the hospital, but in my communities. I wanted to help touch lives before I actually saw people in the hospital. And so I was looking for an organization that, you know, I could give back to, an organization that was giving back to the community, you know, addressing the needs of the community. And I just fell in love with the Urban League. and I saw all the lives that they were touching, and I saw an opportunity with my specialty as a nurse to give back, and in addition to helping with the other initiatives they have going on, but using my skill set to focus in on health. Health is something that impacts everyone. So I became a part of the Urban League, quickly became engaged, was excited about it, and found myself quickly becoming a part of the board. And here I am, part of the Young Professionals, and I'm constantly, constantly working with the board, not only at our local affiliate, but at the national level as well, making sure that, you know, in addition to the other initiatives, that health is really being addressed. Because our community, I mean, with everything that's going on, health is a major issue. Our nation's health is a big problem. So,
yes, definitely. I have to agree with that, especially within, you know, the African-American community, you know, just the ways that, we eat, and, you know, that's a lot that they do teach in Atlanta also. So that's absolutely awesome. Now, what are some of the goals that San Diego Urban League Young Professional have, that they, you know, some basic ones to reach out to the communities and assist in those areas of need?
Well, the things that our young professionals have focused on, we have focused on financial literacy. One of our treasurer actually is a vice president at U.S. Bank, and he conducted a financial literacy program in January, and then he's also gone out to the schools and talked to our youth about how to manage their money. Mind you, they're not working yet, but they're asking moms and pops for money, and they still need to be diligent about how they spend it, where they spend it. And so we focused on financial literacy. Obviously, health, I'm really championing that. We've gone out to the schools. We've talked about hand hygiene, you know, proper sneezing and coughing etiquette, small things like that. We've also, along the lines of health, this past February was National Black HIV AIDS Awareness Day, February 7th. We conducted a community forum where we were aligned with the Greater Than AIDS campaign. We brought in the UCSD Antiviral Research Center and tons of community businesses and supporters all advocating for HIV and AIDS awareness. And that was awesome. It was a community event that brought in lots of people. We had our, you know, young professional members there. We brought in people who weren't members yet. And then we actually even had people who were there with HIV and AIDS to tell their stories. So that was very awesome. And that was so powerful that this coming June 27th is National HIV Testing Day. And the organizations, there are lots of organizations in the community, and we all have common goals. And when we all came together at that one table and saw what each other was doing, we thought, hey, we need to collaborate and make this more meaningful. So the young professionals, we're going to be heading this project, but come June 27th, we will be having events in our community to raise awareness that it's HIV AIDS Awareness Day. And we're also focusing on education. We do a lot with our youth in the community. We get out and we read. We do tutoring for the students in our communities. And even at the college level, we offer ourselves as mentors as well. So those are the big three things that we focus on as a young professionals chapter.
Right. And you guys are doing an awesome job. I actually, you know, as you know, I was honored that you guys asked me to come and teach the ladies at the Delta Academy.
I had so much fun
with them. And it was just awesome how they were just engaged and ready to learn and just really, like, you know, had questions and just really involved and ready to learn to help them and assist them in, you know, their life paths and their goals that they have within in their lives. Not only that, when remember the night when I showed up to the meeting for the young professionals, I kind of got snatched by the Urban League, and I ended up, you know, speaking to some children there. You guys had them there, and, you know, in the conference room, and I mean, these kids were really sharp, and I was just like, you know, they know what they want. They just need the guidance on, you know, how to get there. So I'm just absolutely amazed at what you guys got going on within the San Diego community.
Yes, and I have to say thank you. And that was such perfect timing, you coming here, because sometimes they see the same faces. So it's always great when they can see other young professionals in other cities coming in and delivering the same message. It's the consistency that really impacts the kids. So, I mean, we enjoy it. We enjoy it. It's what we're there for.
Definitely, definitely. Now, let everyone know, for those that are listening here in San Diego, you know, how often does the Young Professionals meet? Where do you guys meet at? And how can they become a member? Because you guys have, you can become a member of the group, and there's membership fees, and what's the cost?
Okay, yes. So the Young Professionals, we meet the first Thursday of every month. Our meetings start at 6:30, and we generally run to about 8:30. You can come to a meeting and join. We'd love to have you, or even if you're not sure if you're ready to join, please come and just listen, because I think that's a good way to figure out if this is the organization for you, which I'm sure it is. But come and listen. Meet with us. We'd love to have you. You can also join online. Our website is www.ulsdcyp.org. You can go to the website. You can learn more about what we're doing, look at some of our events, and there's also a way to register online. And I believe our dues are $75, but it's well worth it, because the leadership development that you get out of it, the classes, the networking, the invite to elite events, it's well worth it. It's very, very much a great organization to be a part of. You get to give back to the community, and we are interested in what you have to say, what you bring to the table. We want to be able to help you not, develop as a leader yourself, in addition to giving back to the community. So,
definitely, definitely, that's what it's all about. And that $75, because I, you know, that's what the annual fee is for the Atlanta Urban League, which, you know, I'm a member of that group, is only $75 for the year. So, I mean, $75 a year. I mean, we spend $75 in one day.
Exactly.
So it is well worth it. Definitely well worth it.
And
well, everyone, the lines
are
open, 347-215-8709. Live chat, BillGrownAndJoy.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back, because I want to hear a little, we want to hear a little bit more about Ask Nurse Alice. I am excited to hear. So we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kalithia, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. We are back. Welcome back, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. WIGO 1570 AM The Light. I have Alice Benjamin with the San Diego Urban League Young Professional. Not only is Alice a board member for the San Diego Urban League Young Professional, she is also a successful registered nurse here in San Diego and an entrepreneur about to launch her company called Ask Nurse Alice. So, Alice, tell us a little more about Ask Nurse Alice.
Well, I'm a nurse, and I'm very accustomed to taking care of patients in the hospital, and so I kind of could see the devastation that my patients were dealing with. And as a mom as well, I'd come home and I'd think, you know what, I want better for my family, for my friends, for my community. How can I prevent or delay the process of people coming to the hospital with such chronic medical conditions? So I thought of a creative way of getting that information across. Now, mind you, health is not always an exciting or sexy topic that everybody wants to hear about. So I thought about it, and I thought, well, how can I deliver this message? And I, using social media and using creative ways, I figured, you know what, there's a way to deliver the message. I just have to look at the audience and who I'm speaking to get the message across. So I came up with Ask Nurse Alice, and our slogan is Stay Hip and Healthy. So when we say stay hip,
I love it. I love it.
Yes, I know. I love it too, and it's fun. I mean, this is what I do. I love teaching and helping people. So, you know, there are different ways to teach people. So if you like music, if you like movies, if you like sports figures, I'm gonna talk health to you, but I'm gonna use your language and I'm gonna use your modality of learning. You want to learn on Twitter? I'm going to send you an apple a day tweet to show you how you can be hipper and healthier. So that's where my business is. It's a health and wellness promotion company.
So. Right. And like you said, you use one term too. I just love you, Alice. You're like, let's get it cracking.
Oh, yeah. Well, and you know, and my
philosophy, I was like, oh, my goodness, that is so cool.
Because my philosophy is, even though health is universal, it touches everyone, I would like to target the youth in our younger America, because if we can instill healthy habits early on, we can ward off those chronic disease processes. We can change. And, you know, these are kids that are growing up, and these are our parents. So these parents are going to be buying the food, you know, limiting the time on the video game and on the couch. So I really wanted to target this group, although I do appreciate all age range from firstborn to, you know, to 99 plus some. You know, it's health information for everyone.
Right. But, you know, the youth is the key, because they are, you know, the foundation of the next generation. And, boy, there's a lot of them now. So, I mean, alone just with, you know, my student ministry that I lead with at, you know, Word of Faith, 212 out in Atlanta, I mean, we got about over 300-plus just, you know, teens and college students that we lead within the church. And, you know, now the pastor has a target, because he finds out that we have, you know, even though it's a mega church, there's 2,500 youth that's within the church. And our target is to, you know, get them all to join the ministry, to be able to lead them and teach them those life skills. So it's definitely the target market, because, you know, it's the next generation within, you know, our community.
Right, and I also want to say, like, for example, about 3 weeks ago, I was in Chicago, and I highlighted the opening of Ego Fitness Studios in Houston, Texas, and that is owned by former Green Bay Packer Alfred Malone. So highlighting stuff like that, letting people know what's in your community, and then using, you know, those sports figures or those entertainers or singers, you know, anything to get the public's attention, to say, hey, look at me over here. And once we have their attention, we can say, hey, well, come into the fitness center. You know, these are the exercises you can do to get better. And by the way, while you're in there, let's talk about nutrition and let's talk about health screening. So we just want to get people's attention so we can educate them about how to live healthier. So.
Right. Definitely a draw. Now, it says ask Nurse Alice. That's what it is. Now, how would they ask you? Do they call or email you, or what structure do you guys have for the company for someone that's wanting to reach out to you guys?
Thank you very much for asking that. I'm very excited to hear what people have to ask. Our website is still currently in construction. It should be hopefully done in the next week or so. But in the interim, please, if you have a question, a comment, for yourself or for anyone you know, you can email me at nursealice@asknursealice.net. I'd love to hear your comments, questions, because there are so many things going on out there. There's insanity. There's the P90X, you know, fad diets. You know, I'm feeling these type of symptoms. Sometimes we're not really sure who to ask or when to ask. You know, is this significant enough where I need to make an appointment with my doctor? You know, even in whenever you have any doubt, any questions, you know, just ask. Ask myself, ask your doctor, ask the health practitioner. The point is, we want you to speak up about what's going on with your body, because you know your body the best. If something doesn't feel right, something's aching that wasn't aching the other day, just ask. So I created this Ask Nurse Alice. So if you don't have a friend or a family member that you want to ask, because some things are kind of personal, I'm more than happy to help answer your question and direct you to, you know, give you suggestions about what this could be and things like that. So please email me, nursealice@asknursealice.net.
Well, I got a question, Nurse Alice.
Yes, ma'am.
How long will it take for me to drop if I was to do the PX90?
Well, look, it's a 90-day workout, but I have to say, when you look at workout plans like that, you have to be ready. And health, it's not just a physical thing; it's a mental thing, it's a spiritual thing. You have to be ready And, you know, sometimes like, ooh, summer's coming. I need to get drop weight real fast. Well, you got to, you know, there are ways of doing that. Some ways aren't as healthy. But you, the first thing is mentally, you have to really want this. You have to, you know, look at some of the things. Like I tell people, you like to drink whole milk? Okay, well, there's a lot of fat in whole milk. How about you just drop it down to 2%? You know, it's not something that's drastic that, like, okay, I'll stick to it for a week and then you drop it. The goal is that you do something that's doable for you. And sometimes it's baby steps. So I would tell people, so I'm not sure about jumping right into the PX90, you know, but mentally you can prepare yourself. Watch it a few times and, you know, do it at your own pace. That's all I can say. Start the workout. Do it at your own pace. You don't have to
Does the mind count just watching it?
Well, I don't think you can burn any calories with your mind. But, you know, so just start at your own pace. I know you are. But these are the things, you know, I think the hardest part about changing our health habits is just we look at it, and it can, I'll be honest, it can be overwhelming. It's overwhelming. When you look at, well, what do you mean I can't have, you know, the fried catfish and grits, that I have to have celery sticks? No, that's not what we're saying. What we're saying is just look at what's on your plate. What are some healthier choices? Because sometimes, I mean, I'm not expecting you to eat carrot sticks and celery every day, but just, you know, just give up one thing or just decrease it a little bit. Look at the cookie box and say, okay, look at the portion sizes. Just start somewhere with something small. And eventually when you do one small thing and that sticks, you'll pick up something else small, and it'll stick. And then eventually these things will make a greater impact. And I can almost guarantee when you eat healthier, you feel healthier. And it's not only just a physical thing, but a mental thing.
Definitely. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add to let everyone know, any additional information in regards to Ask Nurse Alice or to San Diego Herbal League Young Professionals? We've got about 8 minutes, but I'm going to leave it over for you to add anything that you'd like to share.
No, well, I'm just very excited about my new business venture. If anyone has any questions or comments around health, if you have any health fairs or have any health-related events that you'd like Ask Nurse Alice to come visit and host, I'm more than happy to. Please email me and let me know. Again, that's nursealice@asknursealice.net. More than happy to do some traveling and help my fellow people all over the nation get healthier. So that's basically what it's all about. So other than that, I'll turn it to you, Kalisa. So thank you.
And let everybody know just how they can contact you again from the San Diego Herbal League and for Ask Nurse Alice.
Oh, yes, for the San Diego Herbal League, please, you can go to our website at www.ulsdcyp.org to learn more about our young professionals, to join us at a meeting. We meet the first Thursday of every month starting at 6:30 at the Herbal League at 720 Gateway Center Drive in San Diego. And if you have any questions about Ask Nurse Alice, please email me again at nursealice@asknursealice.net. We'd love to hear more about your questions. And if you'd like to invite me to come to your health event to help with some coverage, I'd love to do that as well. So thank you very much.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Alice, for being on the air today. You are definitely appreciated with all your hard work you're doing within the community. And definitely, it's just awesome. You're a great example.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being on the show with you.
And there you guys have it. Alice Benjamin, you can definitely contact her. All of her information will be on Build, Grow, and Enjoy in the featured guest group, as with all of our guests. Not just that, she is going to be a member. Alice, have you signed up as a member just yet on Build, Grow, and Enjoy?
No, I have not. I will be doing that today.
Okay, definitely. So there you guys have it. You guys all know how Build, Grow, and Enjoy works. Go to BillGrownAndJoy.com. You can join. You can reach out to all of our guests that have been on the air. And Alice will be a member. And you can email her directly off of our site, and she will get the information. Or if you had any questions, you can, you know, use it through the Bill, Grow, and Enjoy also. So definitely, everyone, just reach out to her. You want to go to the San Diego Urban League website, join. It's a dynamic group. They're doing some great things within the community, and it's just awesome to see, you know, the things that they are doing to help rebuild this community back in San Diego, which has been such a hard hit financially city. So, everyone, thank you for tuning in today. Definitely, everyone, have a great weekend. And don't forget, everyone, submit your projects. You know, we want to discover and we want to launch you. You can go to InnerSeedConsultants.com, and all that information is on BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com. You definitely want to become a member of BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com and join in helping to restore America's foundation and be a part of the financial movement that we have going on nationwide. And definitely, you want to tune in on Monday, Entrepreneur Talk. I have a great, great guest here that will be on the air. This guy is he started from the bottom and worked his way up to the top. Huge contracts that he has throughout the city of Atlanta. So definitely, you guys want to tune in. Join the movement, BuildGrowAndEnjoy.com, and definitely have a great weekend and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.